tiny radio wave generating computer chips called RFID tags are in lots of things: car keys, library books, now even the new U.S. passport. RFID stands for radio frequency identification. And as the tags move into ID documents, privacy groups are crying foul, and politicians in California are trying to rein in the technology. NPR's Martin Costi reports.
Every morning, I wave a white plastic card in the air to unlock the door to my office. Clearly, there's a radio tag in there, so I visited the offices of the Electronic Freedom Foundation, a privacy group in San Francisco, to find out exactly what my key card has been saying about me.
See, where is it again?
Let's try the other pocket.
Berkeley graduate student David Molnar runs a radio tag reader along the outside of my pants. The reader is about the size of a mouse, and it's easily purchased on the internet.
And lower. There it is, 23:260.
The number pops up on Molnar's computer. Every time any tag reader shoots radio waves at my pocket, this is what my wallet says in reply, 23:60, give or take a digit.
So if you bumped against me in the bus, just briefly, it's enough to get my number.
That's correct.
That number gives Molnar the password to my door, and using another device, he could beep himself in. A similar demonstration at the California State Capitol this summer helped to galvanize legislator support for a bill banning surreptitious radio tag copying. The bill is now being considered for enactment by Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. But the legislation goes beyond mere key card security.
Imagine, if you will, that we had RFID technology embedded in our driver's licenses.
Joe Simidian is a state senator from Silicon Valley and the bill's chief sponsor.
2,500 people go to an anti-war rally at the university. Someone sets up a reader at the side of the door without anyone's knowledge or consent. An hour and a half later, they've got a list of 2,500 people who attended a perfectly lawful rally. And if they match that to the database, they have all the personal information they need as well.
The tags are not in driver's licenses. Not yet. But Congress is leaning on states to improve the security of picture IDs, and radio tags are one way of doing that. If that happens, Simidian's bill requires, among other things, that Californians are given the means to physically turn off ID cards that transmit personal information. Industry lobbyist Kathleen Carroll says the legislation is overkill.
This bill is trying to address a problem that doesn't exist.
Carroll says her company, HID Global, doesn't know of a single case of surreptitious skimming of radio tag IDs in the real world. She says HID accepts the need for some kind of on-off switch for ID cards, but it does not like other parts of Simidian's bill, especially a provision requiring that the public be notified of the locations of the radio tag readers.
Because what you're doing, if you post where all the access control readers are, you're also letting criminals and terrorists potentially know where the readers are. Also, you're letting them know where the readers are not.
But the prospect of a world full of hidden radio tag readers has some people spooked. You can now buy wallets and passport covers that are lined with metal, which blocks the radio signals, and hackers have posted instructions for how to fry the radio tags using a disposable camera with a hot-wired flashbulb. Gaetano Borriello says he understands the urge to kill radio tags, but he says these methods are futile.
If we have to worry about every little tag on every little object, boy, you know, that's not going to be a pretty life.
Borriello researches radio tags at the University of Washington. He's in the process of installing tag readers all over his building in order to simulate what he calls the radio tag ecosystem of the future.
Let's not let it go the way it happened with the web, where kind of the web happened and then we worried about the privacy stuff. Can we do this a little bit ahead of time, and maybe we're a little bit more prepared when it really hits on a mass scale?
Borriello is neither for nor against radio tags. He simply thinks they're inevitable, and we may soon be leaving tracks around the real world the same way we leave tracks around the internet. The question, he says, will be who gets to see those tracks. Martin Costi, NPR News, Seattle.